Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building. Right back in here, another Tuesday. Super excited, as always, to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show by thanking the listeners. You guys have been amazing. Right now, we're on this crazy just thinking roller coaster where it's just getting exposed all over the world, and kind of a trickle effect because of that exposure. The Bar podcast has had some new listeners and new subscribers. And so we definitely want to welcome you to the Bar podcast. And like I do every week, I bring you an awesome guest. This young man I've been following for quite a while. When you speak like we speak, you tend to find out there's not many other people speaking like you. So you kind of draw near to those kind of folks. And I have on today my brother, none other than Samuel. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. And you're right. You know, it's a bit of a small community amongst us, you know, in terms of those of us who speak the way we do and think the way we do. So
exactly.
I've been blessed to have been following you myself from afar for a while.
Awesome, brother. That is very humbling for you to say that, man, and I really appreciate that. And this is well overdue, Sam. And just to be honest, you can blame your pastor for this. you can blame Tim Chalice for this because I originally, you know, mentioned having you on the show. I was like, yeah, we need to do it together, or we should do it together. And we had this plan, and then, like, I think somebody came from out of town, and so we had to postpone, and it's well overdue, but I'm definitely glad to have you.
Yeah, I remember Tim Challies was telling me about it a while ago, and I was looking forward to it. I was like, what? I get to be part of, you know, you yourself and Tim, you know. I'm like, all right, I was waiting for it. But then I thought I got a bit sidelined there. I was like, oh, man, you guys probably had it without me or something.
Nice. No, legit, man. So let's jump right in, man. Tell a little bit about yourself, whatever you want to share. Just, you know, your story and kind of, you know, just give a little brief introduction of yourself. We'll jump into some more later. Yeah. I want to get to some more stuff.
Yeah, no problem. As some may have surmised, knowing that Tim Challies is my pastor, they would know that I'm in Canada. I was born originally in Ghana, West Africa, and I immigrated to Canada when I was 10 years old. And then by the grace of God, you know, I become a Christian when I'm 19, and God removes me from the prosperity gospel world that I was attached to. And through providence, through his sovereign grace, he leads me to himself, as I said, but then he also brings me to you know, to a great church like Tim Challies' church. And I then start being very much influenced by him, and I start writing myself, I start blogging. And I started blogging shortly after Ferguson, when Michael Brown was killed by, I believe, was Darren Wilson. And that's when Black Lives Matter started after Trayvon Martin really ignited the nation, America, and Canada, and across the entire world. And a lot of my peers were, from my perspective, I would say, were starting to accept an ideology that was very concerning. So I started my blog to really start writing about these issues, really for my friends. Then as I start talking about these issues, Black Lives Matter and all that, I become more passionate about abortion, knowing that is, you know, it's killing hundreds and thousands of Black people in America and thousands more and millions more, really, mm-hmm. across the world in terms of all people, but also especially Black babies. So then I joined a pro-life organization called the Canadian Center for Bioethical Reform. And that's what I do full time. And then I also blog, you know, I wouldn't say, well, I spent a lot of my time blogging and studying, preparing to, you know, to write every week. And I, yeah, so that's what I do.
Okay. That is awesome, man. And you left out the name of your blog, man, that which I think is a really cool uh-huh. name. What is the name of this blog you keep talking about?
Yeah. It's slowtowrite.com.
So let's start there, man. So I know the Ferguson thing, very aware, and I think I remember that first blog. Let's talk about that first one you released and the thought process behind the name of your blog, and then, you know, we'll get into some more.
Mm. Well, so the very first blog I wrote was not directly in response to Black Lives Matter. It was actually, I think it was actually an article by, it's not an article, it was a video by, I think, BuzzFeed or something. And it was, I think the title was Christian, but so-and-so. I think you just looked at that. And it was basically just saying they're Christians, really not like liberal Christians, but they accept homosexuality and different things like that. So I wrote an article in response to that. But the very first article I wrote about Black Lives Matter was shortly after that.
Gotcha.
And I think it was just why I don't support Black Lives Matter. And I just explained the ideological and the factual problems within the movement, that they exaggerate dramatically the numbers of mm-hmm. Black men being killed by, or Black people being killed by cops. And they ignore the number of Black babies being killed. Actually, no, they don't just ignore it. They promote it. They're a very pro-abortion right. group. And then they also claim that Black-on-Black murder is a myth, which is shocking considering that 3,000, roughly, 3,000 Black men or Black people are killed by other Black people a year. And the shocking thing about that, on top of that, is the vast majority of these Black people do not receive justice, as in they're mostly unsolved. I think in Chicago, for example, 75% of the murders don't get solved. So Black Lives Matter, why aren't we dealing with these particular issues? And then through all that, what really, I suppose, helped me become more of a known blogger was an article titled Moses and Marx. Mm-hmm. And that was in response to, you know, so it's when Black Lives Matter became, you know, widespread after Ferguson, a lot of my friends were embracing it, but the evangelical world had not necessarily embraced it entirely just yet.
Right.
But it was in 2018, after a couple of major conferences by major Christian organizations, where they started promoting this. And there was, right now, an infamous conference named the MLK 50 conference.
Yep.
They were seeing things that were really grieving me and concerning me. So I wrote an article basically asking and calling for Christians to either choose between biblical justice or what I call Mosaic justice, as in the law, what we know from justice, you know, based on what Moses said and what all the prophets, Christ himself and the apostles taught, or are we going to follow Marx or Marxist justice, which focuses not on real biblical justice, but interprets justice or understands justice as bringing in a parity, bringing in equality of outcome. Mm-hmm. And if we believe that, we are then rejecting what the Bible defines as justice. And when I wrote that article, I received strong attention. And since then, I've just been amazed by people's kindness and their grace in supporting what I'm doing.
Yep, man. And it's funny because that very journey, we were on it with you, with the Just Thinking podcast. And the reason why I say it like that, because, you know, I do all the producing. Just Thinking was, you know, my idea to put those two guys together. Because before that, you know, Daryl was hardcore writing as well. And I think the very first blog that I read of his was how wokeness is destroying the Black church. It's amazing those parallels. And, you know, we did the MLK 50 episode when you did the MLK blog, and, you know, and it's just we've been kind of, you know, wrestling this thing side by side, pretty much like shoulder to shoulder. You're hitting it from one front, we're hitting it from another. But what I've noticed is more people, especially with this last one, more people are looking for a different narrative. That's where I think all this love is coming from, because, you know, you talk about Just Thinking being the number one podcast, you know, on Christian category for iTunes. I mean, that is unheard of. You know, neither Daryl nor Virgil have a book out or been on TV or anything, but it's because people are really searching out a different narrative. They're being force-fed Black Lives Matter, force-fed white guilt, and so they're looking for an out. I promise you, we probably got 1,000 emails that start out by saying, "This is a breath of fresh air." And so tell me a little bit about that transition for you, man, and what's been some of the response you gotten lately.
Man, you know, I've been thinking back about this stuff for, I've just been in shock. This is on the heels of, I just started a Patreon account last week, primarily because I was being overwhelmed by the, you know, I commit a lot of time to my blog. I really am slow to write. You know, it took me some time to write, and it takes me a lot of time to study just to make sure that I'm being accurate by everything everything I'm putting out. And now I've received, like 200-300 emails over the last month, mostly from pastors, and many people just saying thank you. Just like, I've been struggling, and exactly those words is a breath of fresh air. Exactly that. You know, saying like, you know, we've been struggling because we're concerned about this social justice stuff. Like, we're trying to, but we feel as if we would have to ignore biblical theology to embrace this stuff, but yet so many people out there that we admire and respect are pushing this stuff now. So when we come to your article and then, you know, or your blog, and we're reading this stuff, we just feel relieved, you know. And I'm like, man, you know, people out there, it's a burden on people. You
it
know?
Is.
They're struggling because they want to love people. They don't see. I mentioned this in an article, in that in the abolitionist and civil rights movement, their struggle wasn't proving systemic racism. That wasn't it. Everyone knew systemic racism was there. The issue was, they were saying, is it right or wrong?
Exactly.
That was the issue. Today, no one is saying, now you have some people out there, but we know it's a very small minority out there who would say that, yep, they want systemic racism. They want to oppress Black people. But especially in, even amongst Christians, no Christian, none whatsoever, is saying racism is good or that systemic racism is good.
Nope.
Today, the real issue is, does it exist or not? So when people say, I don't see that my nation or my church is oppressing Black people, but you're telling me it is, but yeah, I don't have any evidence of that, it becomes a burden on them.
Yep.
So, so for me, it's been so encouraging knowing that what I'm putting out there is helping people. But I have to say this. Guys like yourself and Daryl and Virgil have been so encouraging, because I know a lot of my heroes, you know, Vadi Bokum and John MacArthur, reject this stuff too. And they've helped me over the years, really, because they've helped me to become firm in my positions on these issues. But at the same time, when you don't have people... Now, I'm by no means, I can't call you guys my peers. You guys are much wiser, and, you know, you're mature in the faith.
Don't put me in that group. They are. I'm just, I just make stuff happen. Those guys are much wiser. Go ahead, though.
well, but without you, though, and I know they would say this, without you, you know, they wouldn't be able to serve as many people as they are. So God bless you. I really admire you guys. You know, but I mentioned you guys because I felt alone. You know, mm-hmm. I really did. I felt like, man, like, you know, like, yeah, there's the body and the, you know, there's the Dharma Karkas out there, but I can't dialogue with those guys. I'm not in the same group as they are. But when I'm able to speak with Daryl a few times or Virgil, and I know that they're battling the same things that I'm trying to battle. And then with you, it's just encouraging that, yes, there's other guys, other people out there. And we're all on the same kind of circle.
Yep.
So we are speaking to the same kind of audience, the same people. Really, we just want to maintain biblical theology as we address these issues.
Exactly.
And I'm blessed that I can say that, you know what, you can go to a Virgil or Dwayne or Daryl, and they'll be saying that are the same things that I'll be saying.
Right.
And it's just I'm just very grateful for you guys.
Man, that's awesome. Awesome to hear, man. And you know, just kind of thinking about this whole thing situation, because this podcast, just to be honest with you, probably won't be out till August because I'm so far ahead in my recordings, which I hope is still relevant by then. But yeah, you know, it will be just like Daryl and Virgil didn't want to do the George Floyd and the gospel episode because we know because of sin it's going to happen again. We know it's destined to happen again just because we live in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying was, with this timing, man, I think the whole quarantine / COVID / being locked up in the house, and I think all of those things played a huge part in this whole timing and what's going on. When that video dropped, you know, the response from everybody, and then it was almost like the social justice and the BLM was like, all right, now's our chance. Ah! You know, like they just, you know, charge. And so for us, man, to be, you know, standing in the same place we've been standing the whole time, I think it blessed people so much to know that they didn't have to run with that big crowd running in that direction.
Yeah.
But they're brothers and sisters, man, that are standing in the same place, standing on the word. And I know you mentioned Patreon, man. I mean, we've been tremendously blessed through donations and gifts, and we I mean, just mouth on the floor kind of blessed. Like, what? Like, so here's the thing. I tweeted the other day, like, you know, I know if we're getting that, if we and you are getting those blessings, can you imagine the amount of money white guilt is drumming up right now, like, for Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. it's funny you say that, because unfortunately so over the last while, people have reached out to me to say, hey, you know, I mostly agree with you, but, you know, if you say things in a different way.
Mm.
Now, of course, I can always improve. I can always be godlier, right? I can always tell people what I say. But it was saying it from the side of, look, what you're saying is very controversial. If you were to be more, essentially more vague.
Sure.
You would get more support. You would get this. Mm-hmm, I'm like, no. I mean, that's not what I want, though. That's
right.
What I'm for. And honestly, in many ways, I didn't even. People are like, yo, you waited 5 years to do Patreon, but it's like, I'm not in it for that.
Exactly.
Right? None of us are. We're in it because we just want to serve however we can.
Exactly.
You know? And, but you're right. Like, I thought about that because, unfortunately, it is very lucrative, you know, to join the other side.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, white guilt is very, very strong.
It pays good.
And yes, yes, it does. You know, so, but at the same time, you know, it's that when you are just seeking truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite Bible verses is John 10, verse 27 to 28 to 29, where Christ says that, my sheep hear my voice.
That's right.
They know me and they follow me. And, you know, that text keeps coming to mind because we sometimes embrace a form of seeker-sensitive thinking
right.
on this issue, where we think in order to attract people to Christ or to the message, we need to just say, oh, I read an article recently on a major platform, evangelical platform, where
you can name names. FYI, this is the bar. I don't have no friends. You good?
Say it again, sorry.
You can name names. This is the bar, man. I don't have no friends.
Okay, I wanted to, but I didn't know.
No, you're free here, brother. They don't like me already, so we're good.
Solid. So this is by an article on J.D. Greer's website. Now, J.D. Greer is a prominent Reformed pastor, and he is the current president of the SBC. And he didn't write this article, but he promoted it on his blog and on social media. And I'm forgetting the name of the author, but the author is essentially saying, you have to buy into this Black Lives Matter social justice rhetoric if you want Black people to be comfortable at your church.
Mm.
Now, I've been hearing that from a lot of pastors by email, saying like they feel pressure to buy into this stuff because they're being told that very thing, that if you don't buy into this stuff, you will lose Black members, or you won't have Black members coming to your church. So many pastors now are being afraid to teach the truth, or they're being afraid to, or they're being forced or pressured to parrot Black Lives Matter, because they're being told your ministry will suffer for doing so. Well, the Bible does say that if you teach the truth, your ministry will suffer. It does say that.
That's right.
But Christ is enough, and that this is where I get back to the text, that if you do preach the truth, even though you will lose some members, if you are just projecting the voice of Christ, if you are just letting Christ speak for himself through his word, his sheep will hear his voice,
right,
and they will follow him. The truth will always bring God's people to itself. So I say that in that while I wasn't looking for, strong Patreon support, I've been shocked over the weekend. I cannot believe it, the amount of support that I've been able to receive. And I think, hopefully without arrogance, I can say that because I'm trying to be committed to God's word, and because of that, God's sheep are not coming to to support me because of white guilt or anything.
Right.
Because they just want to hear God's voice, Christ's voice on this issue,
which is the truth. Amen, brother. No, right there with you, man. Right there with you. Mm-hmm. That is amazing, and it's also encouraging, man. And because I know there's some listeners, man, that have felt the same pressure, felt that same guilt. We stand on the word of God, man. We're there's no condemnation. You're not guilty because you're white. You're not, honestly, it's funny. What trips me out, Samuel, is when people talk about, their white supremacy, air quotes, I laugh because I'm like, you think you superior to me? Like, who told you that? Like, where'd you get that from?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So, go ahead.
How condescending, how offensive that really is, right?
Exactly.
Because I always say it this way, that a white supremacist, the traditional white supremacist would say, you know what, I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, you also deal with it. But today, the white leftist social justice advocates would be, I'm better than you. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
So it's a white supremacist thinking, but it's like, I just feel bad about it.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
So then you have some people, I'm forgetting his name, but there is a prominent leader at, I think, Southwestern Seminary, who can say that, man, I'm a racist. I'm a white supremacist. He said this several times.
Mm.
But he's not going to forfeit or lose his job. He's not going to quit.
Mm-mm.
He won't. So then I'm thinking, okay, well, if you really believe that, then why aren't you stepping down?
Exactly.
Right?
Not fit.
But they won't step down because I'm not convinced it's that sincere.
Exactly. Exactly. Or it's not even real. He just feel like he need to say that.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Sweet, man. Well, look, we're going to take a break right here. We'll be right back.
The Bar Podcast will return right after this.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Just Thinking Podcast, hosted by Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker, is a Christ-centered, gospel-focused, and theologically challenging program that boldly and unapologetically addresses social, political, and cultural issues from a biblical worldview. With an international listenership that stretches from the United States and Canada to Romania, Nicaragua, and Mongolia, The Just Thinking Podcast breaks through all ethnic, geographic, social, and cultural barriers to bring the objective truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the issues confronting His church and His people. Subscribe to The Just Thinking Podcast using the podcast app on your Apple or Android smart device, or you can listen online at thebarpodcast.com/JT.
All right, we're back, and I did not plan that, y'all. I know we've been talking about Just Thinking the whole time, and that ended up being the same commercial running. I did not plan that, but it just ended up going that way. But Samuel, listen, bro, I really appreciate you being on the show. This has been fun. It's actually been refreshing, man. I know you haven't heard that before. but no, really, really just the opportunity to kind of, because a lot of people, you know, they know me behind the scenes of JT, but don't necessarily get to hear what I have or what I think about a lot of issues, because on the bar, I kind of keep it interview style. So it's really cool to really kind of dialogue on that a little bit. And I really enjoy that, man. So on the second half of the show, you're very familiar. We do the bar signature questions. And the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Sorry, I'm
you weren't ready.
I'm laughing about. Okay, so I'm a bizarre man. I fully admit it. I listen to some strange stuff. So I love the Backstreet Boys.
Nice.
Right? You heard that right.
I heard it. Nice.
I don't know. It's a strange thing. I think when I first moved from Ghana to Canada, they were like my. They were everywhere. This is 97 or 98 when I moved to Canada, and they were the biggest thing then. So I think I just became a big fan. But anyway, I love the Backstreet Boys. I love hymns, and I love hip hop. I was more so into it when I wasn't a Christian. I was into gangster hip hop. You know, I loved Game. I love West Coast hip hop.
Oh, okay, nice.
You know, yeah, the NWA, Snoop Dogg. You know, a lot of those guys. So, but. Since then, I couldn't, you know, enjoy that anymore just because it would take me to, you know, to some of my old sins. But I enjoyed Christian hip hop for a time, but then it essentially just died. So now I focus primarily on hymns, Backstreet Boys, and then folk music. I love folk music.
Oh my gosh, you let Tim persuade you to folk music.
Well, the funny thing is, he didn't persuade me. I think we just learned that we love the same music.
Oh, wow.
In that fashion. But I think I might even be more attached to folk music than he is.
Gotcha.
Um, But yeah, I like blues as well. So I'm very eclectic with my music. I love anything that sounds good to me. I mean, like some country songs.
Nice. Okay. I mean, country's fine. I don't know why everybody say anything but country. I'm cool with country. What I can't do is folk. Yeah. I hadn't found that vein yet. That folk music. I can't. Okay. Yeah. So,
okay, but you haven't heard the right ones though.
That's okay. Right. All right. Fair enough. I'll roll with that. I'll definitely roll with that. You have to DM me some YouTube clips or something. Get me on the right folk music, and I'll take it back.
I think I will.
All right, sounds good.
I'll send you a guy from Australia who is brilliant, and I think you'll like him.
Okay, all right. Game on. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Wow. Okay, I'm reading a few. So I'm rereading Critical Race Theory. It's published. It's like several essays from critical race theorists into one, including essays by Kimberly Crenshaw, mm-hmm. and a few other critical race authors that I'm forgetting right now. I'm actually also rereading Thomas Sowell's book, and today's actually his birthday. Well, on the day of the recording,
nice,
which is a 30th. Thomas Sowell's book. I'm rereading Black Rednecks and White Liberals.
Yeah.
I'm also reading a book by, I'm forgetting his name now. I'm really bad with names sometimes. I'm reading a book on the slave trade by a British author. It's a very comprehensive book. I've been reading the entire thing. It's like 3,000 pages. I'm reading just certain parts, just trying to understand. Yeah, as you can see right now, it's for a project that I'm working on, which is why I'm reading books all around that. Although I blog about those things all the time. These books are particularly for that reason. And then, of course, in scripture, I'm reading the book of John again, and I'm reading the book of Isaiah.
Nice, nice. Good deal. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's okay. So, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to the Just Thinking podcast. And I promise I'm not just saying this to just plug yours. I do listen to yours as well.
Well, thank you, sir. No, that's actually the right answer. That's the only answer that counts for this question. Yes. But go ahead.
And I also love Relatable by Ali Beth Stuckey.
Yes.
Who interviewed, Virgil and Daryl recently.
Have you been on her show?
No, I haven't been on her show.
I'm going to see if I can change that for you.
She's listening, I was about to say that if she's listening in, hint, hint. I love Ben Shapiro's podcast. I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Divide and Line by James White mm-hmm. as well. And then sermons. I've been going back to listen to more of Paul Washer's sermons.
Nice.
Paul Washer has had an invaluable influence on me over the years. I'll be an even worse sinner than I already am if it wasn't for his sermons. And
right.
I've been listening to a lot of Audie Bochum sermons too lately.
Nice. So
and John
Carpenter
as well.
He's been
killing it for 50 years, but over the last while he's been on a different level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He has a new passion. You can tell it.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. So it's funny, when you say listen to Paul Washer sermons, I almost could see a Babylon Bee article is like, glutton for punishment, play Paul Washer sermons. Like you want to get you, want to intentionally step on your own toes playing Paul Washer sermons.
One of the things I often say about listening to Paul Washer is that one of my greatest achievements I've ever in my life is that I once listened to a Paul Washer sermon and I didn't doubt my salvation.
Mm. that's tough.
Just once. Just
right.
One time.
Right.
I can enjoy this and I'm still a Christian.
Gotcha.
I know I'm a Christian.
Nice. Look, well, today's the 30th, so if you ever do doubt your salvation, please tune in to tomorrow's episode of the Just Thinking Podcast.
Yes.
They're going to be talking about the assurance of salvation. I'm actually going to have to drop this show early, man. This has just been too fun, too relevant. It might even drop Friday, Sammy. I don't even know. But anyway, when you're listening to this show, make sure if you question your salvation, go to the Just Thinking Podcast, justthinking.me, and look for Assurance of Salvation. And those guys just did 2 hours of a theological seminary course. I listened as they recorded it. It was amazing. And it's going to bless you. So.
See, you're too good at this. I knew the episode was coming, but man, that was still pretty impressive how quickly you you did that. That was good, and I can't wait for that episode. I've been waiting for it since last week when they mentioned it. I think so. Looking forward to it.
Awesome, brother. Well, listen, man, we gotta stay connected. I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to kind of close this out. Any words of encouragement? Any things you want to say to my listeners as we get ready to get out of here?
Yeah. Honestly, it's been, you know, I know we mentioned this earlier, but guys like myself, Dwayne, and the Just Thinking Podcast, Virgil and Daryl, and many other people, is just, pray for us. If you're able to, please pray that we would be steadfast, that we would be godly, we would be truthful, and that we would, just stay faithful to the scriptures, you know, because, I for you, I've also received a lot of great support, and you know, for that reason, it means that people care for our words, and we just want to be faithful in how we deliver everything. We'll stay faithful to Christ, and not to a brand or anything like that.
Right.
Stay true to God's word. You know, preach the truth, preach the gospel in season or out of season. Being faithful to God's word will create, unfortunately, some enemies outside of the church and sometimes even inside the church. When you read the New Testament, Paul's greatest pain seems to be coming from attacks he was receiving from inside the church. So just be faithful to God's word, and you're going to be all right.
Amen, brother. Listen, thank you again for coming on the show. Definitely been fun, been a blessing, and we have to get you back on, make you a repeat offender, and come back on the show, and I want to thank you again. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys tuning in to the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast, coming out every Tuesday. Make sure you check out everything on the Bar Podcast Network. That means go to thebarpodcast.com, hit that tab to say Bar Network, and check out all the amazing podcasts that are connected to the Bar Network. Make sure you subscribe to all of them. Use all of them. Of course. And make sure you go to thebargear.com to get some bar gear. We got hats, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, socks, you name it, we got it. Make sure you go to thebargear.com or on Facebook, the Bar Podcast, or the Bar Podcast the Network, Facebook. I can't remember for a second. Also, follow us on Twitter, thebar_podcast. Until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.